339th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thank you. You know, I almost got a demotion there.
Perhaps. Oh, boy. So you ready for the storm tomorrow?
Certainly. The hatches are batten down.
Yeah, what are these, 60 mile an hour plus, 19-foot waves?
Surfing time.
Well, and you know there's going to be some morons out there doing it, trying to.
Well, I hope we get good video.
Jeez. Yeah, it'll serve well at their funeral. What do you want to talk about here?
I want to talk about branding, because the Humboldt Lodging Alliance is working with an agency that has some pretty exciting ideas about how we are going to present ourselves to the world out there. And of course, being, you know, the different organization with the new funding stream, they can put some muscle behind it.
We'll talk about branding when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Joseph Campbell. Quote, "When you follow your bliss, doors will open where you would not have thought that there would be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anyone else."
Oh. Are you following your bliss, Brian?
I was out playing on the catwalk for 4 hours this morning. No. Something about in the swamp in the morning? No. It's called doing what you got to do, man, right?
Well, that can be your bliss, too.
Uh-huh. You got to lose. That might be about definition 14 for me of bliss. Oh, geez. So when you're talking about going out of the area and working with an ad agency, what are some of the special things or the unique things that they bring to the table, an out-of-area agency, that local agencies might be too close to be able to do?
Well, you just identified what the key differentiator is that, you know, they have a bigger picture. They're in the market where we want to talk to people. So they have a really more immediate take on what those people are going to be motivated by.
They can ask John around the corner in the cubicle, hey, what do you think about, or what do you know about?
Yeah, but they're also they live there. They're immersed in that culture. They breathe and live and feel what our market is feeling.
Is that just one market? Or is that, can you broaden that to, say, metropolitan markets? Or markets that are outside of the fog belt? Or, I mean, how do you...
Well, to tell the truth, here's what the numbers tell us.
There's a game show named that. Did you know that?
Yeah. Here's what the numbers tell us. Over 70%, something like 3/4 of the visitors that come to Humboldt County live north of a line you can draw between basically Monterey, across Fresno, Modesto, that kind of line there. North. At the same time, in a study that was commissioned last year by destination analysts who know their stuff, the awareness, say in San Francisco, the awareness of our destination doesn't even hit 25%. So,
is that an unaided or prompted? Or when you say awareness, what does that word mean?
I can go back and find what the actual question was, but it was, do you consider Humboldt County as a possible place to take a leisure vacation?
So they may be familiar with us. They're saying no.
Well, they might have heard of us in any right. context you can think of. So basically, that is what we.
What was that figure again?
Pardon
the folks saying that they would not be planning a trip.
Or just here? weren't aware of us as a destination. We were not on their consciousness.
And that number was.
Less than 25%.
Less than 20%, okay.
So if, on the one hand, yes, as a marketer, you hit your head and say, what have we been doing all these years? And we don't know what it was before. But it's also what we call low-hanging fruit. I mean, these are people who live close by. We know what media they use. We know they could drive up here in 4 to 5 hours. So that's where we're focusing.
Which would make sense. I would think it would just be an easier or more logical.
Sure. If you include the Sacramento area and then the Valley, Redding, Red Bluff, that whole corridor, there's enough potential visitation there that we can be working for years and not having to go any further afield. And of course, redwoods are internationally known, so we're going to continue to get visitation from around the world.
Do you have to actively solicit for that?
We do. Because there's a lot of competition out there. A lot of international visitors are very intrigued and excited by the national park system. A lot of countries, if they have something similar in function, they don't necessarily have the natural attributes that we do, and we're very proud of those. So when they're looking at, let's go to America, well, there's Yellowstone, Yosemite, you name it, they can choose from. So why would they come to Redwood? I mean, Redwood has fewer amenities, there's fewer, tour buses and things for people to do. So it's a sell.
Who's worth more, the international traveler or the six-hour traveler?
Well, the international, they statistically stay longer and spend more.
They'd stay longer in Humboldt County?
Yes.
Or they stay longer in California?
Both. The average length of international visit is somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks. If you can, hey folks, people around the world think of vacation a lot differently than we do.
Right. So they're taking that kind of time and spending it here?
They are, and that's only a third or half of what they get on an annual basis. So their American trip. Sure, some are going to drive coast to coast, but mostly they're going to say, oh, let's go to California. So they're going to put together an itinerary. They're probably working with a tour operator who's going to suggest an itinerary and show them how to book their stays. And our hope is to get one or two nights of that trip.
It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this very afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, we were talking a little bit about the concept of who you target and who is worth what for a marketing message to try to get conversion into people appearing in our neighborhood.
Right.
The international, you said, was spending more time traveling. Okay, but there's probably less of them. Then there are those that are 6 hours away.
Correct.
But they don't have as much time to spend on an extended visit.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you determine the relative economic value of those two customers?
Well, the standard answer from a guy with a marketing hat on would be LCV, lifetime customer value. We have what we call acquisition costs. What does it cost to get the sale? So that includes everything from advertising to create awareness of your destination, and then through to the call to action. What offer you making to them that they can say yes to? How is that distributed, and what middlemen are there? All those things have to be played into account. So, you know, here as a destination, we represent a lot of different interests. You know, hotels are important, and then all the other dining and attractions, all the other people who contribute to what our organization does need to have a, you know, reasonable, comparable return on investment, as it were, particularly the government entities who fund us out of bed tax, City of Eureka and the County of Humboldt. They're looking mostly at the bed tax returns because that's what comes directly into their coffers, but it's economic development in general. It really is about getting the most bodies in heads in beds, as we say, or sometimes butts in beds when we feel a little more.
That's what I've always preferred. Yeah. You can hang your head over the edge. I don't care.
Yeah. And the question you have is an interesting one, too, because, you know, in terms of acquisition cost, it's a hard nut to crack because we're not in a position to be an aggressive spend, you know, mass marketing, mass communications type of agency where we can just go buy, you know, hours of TV and full page ads and publications and what have you. We focus a lot on publicity and, you know, just the public relations side. So just to give you a sense of proportion, this last fiscal year, you know, our total agency budget was something like $650,000. That, you know, that's everything, including more than half of that going to the actual marketing spend. And then about 150 of that was for direct advertising. Our public relations efforts, you know, generated well over $2 million of publicity value. That's what it would have cost to buy that ad in that publication or on that show.
Is that a fair measurement to use? I mean, not wrong term. Is that something that needs to be tracked? Because I would think that if you're doing your job, that you would be getting exposure. If you weren't getting your job, you wouldn't be. Be more of a yes-no rather than how much.
Mm-hmm.
For example, okay, a full page in the Press Democrat story, blah, 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 blah. Tony's great. Tony's wonderful. Come see Tony. Versus a 3-column-inch reference in the Sacramento Bee. Tony, you may be great. You may want to check them out. Okay. The impact of one is going to be significantly more than the other.
Sure.
Even though the value of one might be hugely larger, even though the total exposure is smaller. I would think that you would prefer to have the big splash in the smaller pond than a small splash in the big pond.
Well,
just to put a dollar sign on it, you don't make that distinction.
True, and the fact is that the column inches or the air time or the digital time you get is almost irrelevant because it's really what happens after that that's important. Does the person, A, come and look at our website? B, do they actually come here? And how long do they stay and how much do they spend? So
wrapped up under the, does anybody care?
Does anybody care, yeah.
Yeah.
So truly, we follow a lot of metrics. Mostly, you know, when we do advertising, we are concerned that A, it's the right market, but B, how low can we get our impression cost down so we can get the most impressions? Because as you know, it takes, 7 to 8 impressions before the marketing messages actually sink in. But then B, what is the response that we can actually track? And this is a constant struggle for our whole industry, as a matter of fact. How do we know which reservations were the ones that we generated? Well, we can do coupons and special offers and all of that, but we don't really want to discount our product too much. That's not the goal of our destination marketing, is to get more people here at full boat. So in the end, at the end of the day, the only thing we could really have been able to rely on is what bed taxes were collected. You know, at the
because end, because that was broken out separately. And travel represents a large percentage of that rather than business.
Right. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. We understand that 10-20% of bed tax is business travel. But the growth of it is what we like to also track over time. And of course, we have been, you know, over the last 10 years, bed tax collections have doubled in this county. So over $5 million now collected.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, Tony, as you're putting together this approach, marketing plan sounds a little pedestrian. What was it that this out-of-area firm started to do to identify some of the things to set this campaign up for greater success than what some of the others that have been crafted over the years, decades, mm-hmm. haven't addressed?
Well, I think a lot of things. First of all, you know, they're working with the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, who are all business owners directly, hotel owners. As opposed to the bureau boards and committees in general, which are very more inclusive. It's very focused on how to get people here and, you know, destination marketing very strongly.
What, more results-oriented?
Well, because it's about making the reservation happen. So absolutely, I would say, yeah. I would say more to the point, though, they really have helped us all look at ourselves from an outside perspective, but in a context of a very crowded and competitive marketplace. Because we have 20 or 30 brands that are all in the same sort of Northern California, Southern Oregon area, who are out there in the same media and going after the same people. And they let us, you know, understand, boy, you gotta be different.
Unique selling proposition.
Unique selling proposition. Yeah. But more than that, you have to really articulate why. You know, we can't outspend Tahoe. A lot of competitors we can't outspend.
Well, and there'd be no reason to, either.
Well, if we could buy market share, we would. You know, if we knew what purchase to make.
But what waste would you have in association with that? So yeah, I could. So what did they perceive the uniqueness of our area to be?
Well, they did this really interesting analysis. You know, they looked at all these competitors and they analyzed it something like 200 or 300 different advertising pieces and websites and publications, and you know, how are these destinations talking about themselves? What are they saying to their audiences, and how are they saying it? And they kind of identified two trends in all of this. One was the sort of arc between those who say, come here and plug into everything that we do. And so the example they gave was Tahoe, where you go there and you are going to be busy the whole time. You're going to do the mountain biking and skiing and water skiing and gaming and everything.
Slopes to water to, yeah, everything right. In between.
It's all about what you're going to do when you get here. And you just get exhausted.
Like
looking
a total
at it.
Immersion.
Right. On the other end of that arc are those who say, come here and unplug. Come here and leave all the stress and obligation behind and just discover for yourself, experience what it has, you know, that whole dichotomy.
Get away from
right.
the slopes right. and the crowd, yeah.
Then the other arc was the difference between being very much focused on the destination. This is who we are. This is what we have. This, A, B, C, boom, boom, boom. Versus those who are visitor focused. We're going to talk about you, not about us.
Yeah, and benefits versus features. Yeah.
Very, very much that. So they actually created a grid, you know, with both these axes, X, Y, and A, B, right? And they plotted all these competing destinations on that grid. This is where Tahoe went. This is where Mendocino goes. Bing, bing, bing. All of them were on this thing. And lo and behold, that top right quadrant of the grid was empty.
Which was?
Trending towards unplugging and being visitor focus rather than destination focus, benefits versus features. There was that whole area up there that if we occupied with our brand, then we wouldn't be saying the same things that every other destination is saying.
So perhaps it's not the redwood trees, it's the quietness and the reflective moments you have inside the redwood forest?
Exactly.
Is a distinction between the two?
You're thinking exactly wrong along the right lines. And even
how was that received?
Well, It took a little expounding, but then the lights went on, and the agency is very good at giving you relevant examples of how that actually plays out, even with sample slogans and that kind of whole thing. But then so that's all of the what we say. Then they had another whole exercise in how we say it, and they had this wheel with 12 archetypes on it. We're basically different voices, and you can pretty much place any ad into one of these little segments of the wheel about what the voice is and what character that brand has. For instance, like Nike is a hero brand. It's all about those, being more than you were and ho-ho. They had the caregiver brand, the magician brand, the rebel, like Harley Davidson, all this.
But the lifestyle associations.
Yeah, very much. But yeah. Each one of those has its own voice to it, and you can see how that then relates to what the ads say and how they say it and what the creative is, and it's sort of like the underpinnings of what a whole campaign is.
Well, and who your target is.
Who your target is. So again, they plotted all the competitors in these segments, and they were kind of clustering in 5 or 6 of the different 12 segments. So we pulled those off the wheel. That left a few. Some of which we didn't think were very relevant to us, like, are we going to be the lover? You could make it, but it's not really who we are. So we pulled off a few like that.
I would think that's more like the Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it actually only left 2 segments which were relevant to us and not occupied by a lot of other destinations, and those were the rebel and the magician. So, the rebel, they gave us some samples, like, Rebel's all about there's a better way of doing things. We like to break the rules. If you don't like it, to hell with you. That sort of, in your face kind of message.
We've got him here on Broadway right now. No, we don't want those guys.
Versus the magician, which is that there's something magical about this place. We don't know how it works, but this is what it does to you, and you become transformed. Da, 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 da. So, given those choices and led through this whole exercise, the Lodging Alliance Executive Committee chose the magician. So now we're at the stage where the agency is going back saying, okay, we're going to come up with some sample creative campaign strategies from the magician based on the other two product points of view, unplug and it's about you. We'll see what they come up with.
KINS, News and Information Times, 344. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, so as this new effort is coming out and being put together, is this something that's going to be like that radio campaign that happened in the Bay Area with Sally Kellerman, and only if you were traveling down there did you ever hear it? Mm-hmm. Or is this going to be something that is going to be exposed to the entire northern part of California so that locals are going to be able to see it, not for curiosity necessarily, but so that we're in the loop also when somebody asks something, we don't go, huh?
Well, just to remind you, that radio campaign you referred to was a little before my time at the Bureau. So it was
I understand.
It was pushing 20 years ago.
Yeah, but there was great word of mouth about it.
There was.
But a lot of folks hadn't heard
times
it.
Times have changed a lot since then. So any campaign these days is going to have a big digital element to it. That doesn't mean that we're going to be willy-nilly buying, you know, Facebook exposure in Humboldt County. That costs money, and that's not the purpose. The purpose is to bring people in from outside the county. But because of its digital presence and whatever social media kind of strings are attached throughout the web, and it's exciting to think about how we're going to play this, it will be a lot more available and relevant to the local people. And what we will do at the Bureau is that when there is campaign and when there are places to go look at it, we will contact the local media, and if they care to tell their audiences about where to go look, we'll give them that information.
So is this primarily a digital effort?
I don't know primarily. They're going to propose next week, in fact, a media plan that covers the bases in the market. So in that Bay Area, Sacramento, Northern California.
So traditional and digital will be
traditional
mixed.
And digital. Just from the work that we've done at the Bureau, it's harder and harder to justify the traditional spend. We certainly know that there's still some good targeted buys. For instance, we still advertise in Sunset Magazine.
Yeah, the magazine industry, I would think, would be really challenging because most of them have website presence.
But you can't buy that usually without buying the print as well. You
know, is that how they package it?
It's packaged, yeah, which is makes sense. But so it's definitely going to be some of each. But more and more, you can expect as time goes on, it will be more of a digital buy. We're not talking banner ads either, because no one likes those anymore. We're talking either like Facebook campaigns or paid search. You know, my biggest ticket item right now is Google AdWords. I spend more money on that than anything else.
Thanks for coming by.
Pleasure, as always.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone. You'll see you tomorrow.